We've got the Reds, we've got the Nationals. Joe Ross would be squaring off against Homer Bailey, who's making his first start of the year. We'll take it to the bottom of the first, Ryan Zimmerman at the plate.
There they go.
Zimmerman to the gap in right center. Goodwin's already beyond second base. He'll score after Turner, 2-0 Washington. Bases loaded for Daniel Murphy. Murphy, right field corner. Turner scores. Goodwin scores. Here comes Zimmerman. 6-0 Washington. And that's a base hit by Wieters. And it's 8-0 through the first two innings. There's Michael A. Taylor. And he jacks one to center. See you later. 12-0. Eighth time this year the Nats have had 12 runs or more in a ballgame.
To the belt, kicks the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider.
1-2, swung on and missed. So Joe Ross finishes off seven strong innings, a 14-1 lead.
Nationals crush the Reds 18-3. The Reds have now given up a home run in a franchise record 17 straight games. Not a good day for Homer Bailey, an inning and two-thirds, 8 runs on 6 hits. Trey Turner goes 5-for-5 in his first career 5-hit game as the Nationals crush the Reds 18-3. Here's Turner on his stellar performance.
I feel like it's starting to come around, feel more comfortable, and found some holes today. I felt like the last few games I've been hitting the ball pretty good, lining out some, so I guess that's a good sign, and today they fell.
Is that more a result of the type of balls that you're putting in play or something with your swing that has led you to believe that you're kind of coming around?
A little bit of both. I thought my first two at-bats today were really good in the sense that, I thought I hit some tough pitches and still hit them hard and hit them the other way. I wasn't, selling out or anything like that, and felt good. I think it, and then I battled in the last few at-bats and, found some more holes. So it's just a matter of just competing and not giving anything away.
It feels like you guys have worked pretty hard, for almost everything lately. Is it nice to just have one kind of come to you a little bit?
Yeah, it was great to get out, to an early lead in the first few innings and kind of be able to not relax, because you never want to, relax, but take a breath, because, yesterday was a pretty tough game and it was fun coming back, but it's also nice winning, by a lot and not making it close.
When you put up that many runs and have as many people contribute, think about the 2 home runs that Mike hit and then Murph with the clearing the bases with that double. There's a lot of things going on today for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's our lineup, though. Everybody's produced, all year for the most part. And I think, when someone's down, another guy picks him up and gets a hit. And then when everybody's, doing well, you get a day like today. And it's not a fun lineup to face for, other teams. And that's how we want it to be.
Michael Taylor batted 8th against the Reds on Saturday, but don't let that fool you. He would go 4-for-5 with 2 home runs in the Nationals' 18-3 victory over the Reds. Here's what Taylor had to say.
That's a good feeling. It was a great team win right there. Joe came out and pitched a great game, kept us in it. Obviously the bats were going. We put up quite a few runs. It's a good game.
How did the couple days off affect you, would you say?
I needed it. I was a little banged up. Been diving and running in the walls a little bit. My body was a little banged up. The time off, I think, really helps.
Do you feel a lot better or refreshed at this point? Or no, I know it's the results today, but how do you feel at this point?
I'm getting better. Slowly getting better, I think. Just keep getting in the training room. We have a great staff here, and they've helped me a lot in the past few days. So headed in the right direction.
Are you willing to say what's been bugging you?
Just banged up.
Have you guys taken note of the amount of runs that you've scored when Joe Ross has been pitching?
I haven't noticed, no. How many?
It's a lot.
I think it's double.
I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals come out way on top against the Reds on Saturday as they win 18-3. Here's Baker on the victory.
Well, yeah, our offense was big. Homer in his first outing, he wasn't nearly as sharp or as good as I've seen Homer. And so it was big for Joe. Joe, threw a good game. He threw some outstanding changeups. And, he threw a good game. Because a lot of times I'll go to the plate to you know, make pitching changes or whatever. And I asked the umpire, hey, how's he throwing? And he said he's doing good. He's doing very well. So that's a good sign for him and us. And, you know, we just got to complete the sweep tomorrow. Well, yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, because he's, as he goes, we go. And, you know, a lot of things happen when Trey gets on base. And so he was on base all six times and went 5 for 5. I mean, that's quite a day. There aren't many times in your career you're going to go 5 for 5, more or less have 5 at-bats. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was big. That was big of him to put the ball in play, hitting the ball to right up the middle. And that's what Trey is best, you know, at when he's going well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, Michael Taylor had an outstanding game. And, you know, Murph got a big double to clear the bases. Zim got us on the board early, you know, with a double and two RBIs. And so, you know, you'd like to see guys, you know, Weeder's got a couple big hits. It's good to see our offense going up and down, you know, the lineup. And then guys off the bench contributed. You know, you like to see everybody, you know, part of it.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Scott Feldman takes the hill for the Reds. He'll face the Nationals' Tanner Roark.